Evergreen Place by Helen Martins. Hello, all my friends. I am back at my post again. I miss you when I have to take a break. When I look at the weather forecast, I see we must prepare ourselves for cold, snowy weather. For me, and others at Evergreen, it might mean fewer drives in the countryside. We will miss that. I agree with Anne, with an E, Shirley, in L.M. Montgomery's book, when she says, I'm so glad I live in a world where there are Octobers. We've had Thanksgiving, the trees are preparing themselves for winter, gardens are done and prepared for fresh planting in spring, and now in a few days on Monday, October 31st, Halloween. For most people it is all about fun. I hope your day is full of good times and good treats. We, residents at Evergreen, hope to see some trick-or-treaters at our front door for a small treat. Bonnie Crawford, whom we know as the Foot Lady, was here at Evergreen on Monday, the 24th, to give our feet a treat. On Tuesday, the 25th, we are having our annual flu shots at Evergreen. On Sunday, October 23rd, Mike, Vern, Margaret and I took a day trip to see the Uno Trestle Bridge. We started out with lunch at the Red Barn in Moosomin. Vern, our trusty driver, knew the back roads to Uno, where the historic Trestle Bridge is. The bridge is 1,533 featuring long and 115 featuring high. This steel structure was built in 1929, and is part of the CNR main line, which spans the Minnewasta Creek. Quote for the day. There is a child in every one of us who is still a trick-or-treater, looking for a brightly lit front porch. Robert Brault. Minneota News by Linda Clark. Minneota community friends extend belated birthday greetings to Lily Bowles of Elkview Manor, Elkhorn, who celebrated her 103rd birthday on October 21. Happy birthday, Lily. A very successful rink sale, sponsored by the Minneota Community Center, was held on Friday evening with auctioneer Richard Bramley of Verdon. Not having had a rink sale for 2 years due to the pandemic, there was a full slate of donations and a good crowd of bidders to support the community center. Congratulations to Jamie Armstrong and Dylan Anderson on the birth of their daughter, Noah Lindsay, on October 21. Noah is also welcomed by her siblings Kai, Milo and Esme. With the municipal election on October 26, we have a change in our Ward 1 Prairie View councillors. We wish Trent Peel well in his new position, taking over from David Howard. We thank David for serving our ward for 8 years and wish him well in his retirement from council. Delbert Cole and Darcy Oliver remain on council for another term. Inauguration Day is November 2, when new council begins their new term. A slight dusting of snow has appeared, signaling possibly the start of winter. Hoping for a nice Halloween evening for our ghosts and goblins of all ages. To the newcomers in our community, dependent on the weather, one can expect anywhere from 60 to 90 visitors. Words of John F. Kennedy, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. Princess Lodge by Janice Simpson. The Sinclair Choice came to entertain us on October 18. Ray and Kim Everett from Brandon had supper with Ethel Bowles on Monday. October 8-17, Murray Welch from Rocky Mountain House spent the week with his mother Aline Welch. They shared Thanksgiving supper and a visit with Eddie and Wayne Clayton of Brandon. Drives in the country were lovely in our beautiful October. Florence Elliott's visitor was her niece Grace from Nanaimo, B.C. They were also to Swan River to visit Uncle Arnold on Sunday. Condolences from the residents to Arlene Magoto on the passing of Don and Debbie Bulow. Ashley Magoto from Lethbridge visited Grandma Irene on the weekend. Joyce Heeman and Sheila Freeman visited with E.V. and Gordon Brennand and Harv and Karen Veldhaus in Souris on Friday. Janice attended the funeral in the Legion for Carolyn Grant on Saturday. Get well wishes to Len Collier from Princess Lodge residents.